rejecting the recently promulgated tax laws, amendment, Ordinance 2025, traders have demanded its immediate withdrawal, warning that it could severely damage Karachi's industry and trade. They urged the government to repeal the ordinance in the broader interest of the business community. President Sai Superhighway Association of Industries, SHI, Pervez Massoud said the government allowed tax authorities to recover taxes from industries what he termed as at gunpoint, which is an unlawful and unconstitutional act. The ordinance that allows the Revenue Collection Authority to freeze bank accounts, deploy staff at sites, and offers no right of appeal to taxpayers, will seriously impact the country's business confidence, he said. Not only will it discourage investments at a local level, but industries may relocate to other countries to avoid harassment. The tax authority is reluctant to broaden its taxpayers' net across the country, instead, continues to target tax-paying industrialists who are contributing to the economy even with severe challenges and issues, he said. The fiber should explore alternative sectors such as real estate and agriculture to enhance its tax revenues. It is ironic that one ordinance threatens industries, while another. The Federal Bay Area Association of Trade and Industries, FBATI, categorically rejected the recently introduced tax laws, amendment, Ordinance 2025, describing it as undemocratic, unconstitutional, and a death warrant to industries. FBATI President Sheikh Mohammed Taksin denounced the ordinance for granting disproportionate authority to the fiber, especially regarding tax recovery. Signed into effect by the President of Pakistan Asif Ali Zardari, the ordinance amends Sections 138 and 140 of the Income Tax Ordinance, 2001, along with key portions of the Federal Excise Act, 2005. The changes permit the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, to execute immediate enforcement measures such as freezing accounts, confiscating property, and sealing business premises once a final ruling is issued by the High Court or Supreme Court, with no requirement for additional notice. The ordinance also allows the fiber personnel to be physically deployed within factories and commercial sites to oversee production, stock levels, and the movement of goods. The FBATI has condemned the measures, calling it a serious infringement on operational freedom and a new layer of bureaucratic intrusion. Having tax officers embedded in our workplaces is not only invasive but amounts to institutional harassment, said the FBATI president. This legislation undermines constitutional rights, weakens the role of the judiciary, and creates a hostile environment for current and potential investors.